The American biographical film Spotlight has already picked up its share of awards, including Best Picture from the National Society of Film Critics and Best Acting Ensemble by the Critics' Choice Movie Awards. It is also an Oscar nominee for Best Picture. The film tells the story of the Boston Globe's acclaimed investigative unit and its reporting on child sexual abuse cases in the Boston area. Film critic Simone Beck takes a closer look in this edition of SIU Reviews.
Sex columnist Dan Savage has a saying. If kids got raped in Denny's restaurants as often as they get raped at church, it would be illegal to take your kid to a Denny's. And as his column has tracked in the pithily titled Pastor Watch feature, the rape of children in churches is not a phenomenon solely limited to the Catholic Church. But the decades-long systematic cover-up of the sexual abuse of thousands of children at the hands of Catholic priests is the subject of the film Spotlight. It is a subject that I find very difficult to discuss with any degree of dispassion. What is clear is that the reporting by the Boston Globe, which framed the incidents as part of a widespread pattern instead of a few isolated events, demonstrated that the bigger tragedy here is a series of institutional failings. Time and time again, when faced with a choice of protecting children or protecting the church, officials chose to protect the church. Of course, that is a tale as old as time. A scene midway through the movie offers another possible example of institutions failing to protect the most vulnerable when it really matters. Sasha goes to meet with her source in a local Boston bar. A few brief shots contain a background television playing a football game. In 2011, retired Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky was charged on 40 counts of sex crimes against young boys. As part of the indictment, it was revealed that in 2002, graduate assistant Mike McQuarrie witnessed Sandusky raping a 10-year-old boy in the Penn State locker room showers. McQuarrie told beloved, longtime head coach Joe Paterno and other university officials what he had witnessed, but the incident was not further reported to any law enforcement or child protection agency. When faced with a choice of protecting a child or protecting the legacy of Joe Paterno and the Penn State football program, the university and coaches chose to protect the institution. This class of institutions is the heart of Spotlight. Although we see reporters working hard at their jobs, the film doesn't lionize journalism in the way that other newspaper movies have. What these reporters have is the institutional support of the Boston Globe. Indeed, the film offers us a glimpse of someone attempting to fight the church without that institutional support, a lawyer for some of the victims, Mitchell Garabedian. Early in the movie, he questions Mike by asking, "The church thinks in centuries. You think your paper has the resources to take that on?" And so the movie begins to show us the time and the resources the Globe gives to the Spotlight team as an answer to that question. And what higher power is there than God? Or as one of the victims said, how do you say no to God? And for that matter, how do you say no to a judge who has sealed court documents or to a publisher that is weary of the fallout of an investigation into a beloved city institution? The members of the church that quietly shuffled priests from parish to parish, or who convinced families to stay quiet, or who settled cases with victims on conditions of anonymity, did so not as evil incarnate, but in pursuit of a greater good. Indeed, many of the sources the team approaches fall back on the church's philanthropy, its position in the community. All good things. And yet, as Garabedian says again, if it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a village to abuse one. And so it took a new editor, a Jewish outsider from Miami, to rally the institutional might of the Boston Globe to take on the Goliath. The irony, of course, is that the Boston Globe was no scrappy upstart, but a venerated institution in its own right. Encouragingly, even amidst the draconian state of newspaper budget, Spotlight continues. Their two latest stories are on the practice of concurrent orthopedic surgeries at Massachusetts General Hospital and a series on the dangerous and disturbing nature of overcrowded off-campus student housing in Boston. We are the ones who make up these institutions, and so the film reminds us, we are the ones who must question them and ultimately change them.
Spotlight is currently playing at a theater near you. Simone Beck is a doctoral candidate in the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. You can hear more of her reviews on our website, WSIUnews.org.